زیادہ زمین. Welcome back to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Again, I'm your host, Zachariah Daniel. And Daniel, we're glad that you've tuned into the debut broadcast of the Repair of the Breach. And before the break, we were talking about law, policies, and so forth, the difference between law versus policy, opinions, and statutes and ordinances of men. Men can only bring forth, again, policies, opinions, and then, of course, only enforce them under the color of law because they've got the ammo and so forth, and they've got the weapons. And the scripture says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, even though they're unlawful weapons according to scripture, because they do not come under and adhere to the scriptural law. The law of men really is precepts. It's really not law at all. Again, it's under the color of law. But many laws have been breached, and so we will be repairing the breach on this broadcast here on rbnlive.com. If you would like to receive free email literature, we'd be glad to send it out to you. You can reach us again at prophetzachariah@yahoo.com. Also, support the network. RBN Live is needing your support. Tremendous network, second to none. And please support RBN Live and tell them to Repair the Breach sent you. Also, in Isaiah 58, it states, chapter 58 of Isaiah, it states that Yahweh will guide you, verse 11, and Yahweh will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in dry places and make strong your bones, and you shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters don't fail, verse 12. Isaiah 58, those who shall be of you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. And that's exactly what we try to do. We try to repair the breach. Let's give you a definition of the word breach while we're at it. Looked it up in 1828 Webster's Dictionary. The older the dictionary, generally the better the definition or more accurate the meaning. Oftentimes, many words lose their meaning through time, and they become more diluted. Words become more not as the original meaning. The first meaning in Webster's 1828 Dictionary, it states, quote, the act of breaking. The word breach, and the first definition is the act of breaking or state of being broken, a rupture, a break, a gap, the space between the severed parts of a solid body parted by violence, as a breach in a garment or in a wall. That's the first definition. And there's a scripture where the Messiah in the New Testament, he stated that heaven suffereth violence, but the violent take it by force. So many breaches have been damaged, and we've got to repair the breach. And law of Yah has been wrongfully used today because it's, in fact, actually lack thereof. It hasn't been used today. That's really the problem. In fact, the majority of the corporate religious world today believes that the law, or the first five books of your scripture, is done away with. And it's an erroneous view. That's a breach that we'll repair on this broadcast.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Back to everyone to the Repair the Breach broadcast, the debut broadcast of the Repair of the Breach. And before the break, we were talking about the law versus the policies of men, statutes of men. We were giving a definition of what the word breach, since we're to repair the breach in Isaiah 58, we're commissioned to do this. The second definition in Webster's 1828 dictionary states that a breach is also the violation of a law, the violation or non-fulfillment of a contract, the non-performance of a moral duty, non-performance of duty being a breach of obligation as well as a positive transgression or violation. Every breach of the public engagement is hurtful to public credit. That's Webster's Dictionary 1828. Also, the third definition he gives is a breach is a opening in a coast. It's also like a creek, a waterway. A separation between friends is the fourth definition he gives, by means of enmity or strife, difference, or a quarrel. So there's many breaches today, as you can see, that have been ruptured, that have been broken, need to be mended. And so we try to repair the breach. Solomon repairs the breach, the wisest man that ever lived outside of the Almighty Messiah, Yahweh, the Messiah of Nazareth, who came down from eternity and came in the flesh. The scripture says in 1 John that if any man confess not the spirit of Yahweh, the Messiah, come in the flesh, that spirit is anti-Messiah. Now, you might say, in my King James Bible, it says Jesus Christ. Didn't you misquote that there, preacher? Hey there, Zach, did you misquote that? No, I didn't. In fact, the spirit that was prophesied to come by the prophets like Isaiah and Jeremiah and Obadiah and Zechariah, these are all prophets of Yah, the short poetic form for the full form of the Eternal Father's name, which is that being Yahweh. The short suffix of the Father's name was the sixth Hebrew letter in ancient Paleo, which was RW, which is called Wah in the Hebrew. And Wah was, again, the sixth Hebrew letter that was the suffix that paid homage to the suffix of the Father's name, that being Wah. Yah is the short poetic prefix. No one has a problem with hallelujah, right? Hallelujah. That means praise Yahweh. That's what you're saying in Hebrew, in case you didn't know that, my dear friend. That's right. You didn't say praise the Lord. You didn't say praise God when you said hallelujah. And you didn't say praise Jehovah or praise Jesus. You said praise Yahweh, whether you knew it or not. That's right. Now, we're repairing the breach. I didn't add or take away from. Many might think that, but he said that was already done. And we were to now be commissioned to repair the breach, which he already gave us the great commission in Matthew 28. Going all in the world and teach the evangel. Of every word that he spoke, he said that we have to live by and we have to make disciples, he said. But the problem today is that there has been a deception that has been placed upon the corporate religious world because they've signed up to the state and they cry about having a separation or not having a separation of quote-unquote church and state when they have aligned themselves and sold their birthright by being a quote-unquote 501c3 incorporation, and therefore they have no more rights to say that they are separate from the state when they signed up to the state. And, of course, a lot of ministers today aren't CPAs or attorneys, and they've been hoodwinked to believe that you've got to get signed up to the corporate 501c3 and corporate status, and that which the state creates, the quote-unquote state creates, they control. They can dissolve as well. So, you know, the true assembly of the body of Messiah is not going to be incorporated because the Almighty Messiah, Yahweh of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, the Eternal Father manifested as the Son, that's another breach we'll repair. And that is, there's a misunderstanding. There is a misinformation. There's a lot of disinformation out there in the religious realm. We'll deal with politics, religion. We'll be dealing with a lot of subjects on the Repair of the Breach broadcast. And, of course, your calls are going to be greatly welcomed, and we receive them enthusiastically. And, again, I don't claim to have all the answers. I don't have all the truth. But just like the motto says here at RBN Live, .com, you can handle the truth. But the next question is, did you know that, the truth is stranger than fiction? That's right. You've heard that motto before, right? The truth is stranger than fiction. He said in one place in the scripture, the Messiah stated that he was the way, the truth, and the life. Also, the wise man Solomon said to buy the truth and sell it not. And the truth sometimes is covered. It's been breached, if you will, but the truth is still the truth. It's just because it's been covered, or they have tried to place breaches in your way, and they have placed stop gaps in your way. Don't let the counterfeit, the hypocrite, affect your true search for the real deal or the real McCoy or the truth. The truth is pure and clean, and it has a clean and clear sound. There's not a tinkling cymbal here or a sounding brass, but it's going to be a clear, distinct signal to your soul that there is a clean cleanness, a spirit of clarity, a true revelation, if you will, give you more illumination so that you can truly understand and discern the spirit of truth versus the spirit of error and deception. You see, the Messiah said that he came in the Father's name. Ask yourself a question, with all due respect, not to be sacrilegious, but was the Father's name Jesus? Just be real honest with yourself. He said he came in the Father's name in John 5:43. He said, in another place in John chapter 5, Matthew 5, he said, think not that I've come to destroy the law, but I've come to fulfill. He said that heaven and earth would pass away before one jot or tittle of the law, his law, would be done away with. Last I checked, there was still the sun shining, wasn't there? That's right. The sun is still shining. Heaven and earth is still here. And he said he came in the Father's name. Now, many might say, well, that just means authority and character. And that's true, but there's also more to it than just that. When he said he came in the Father's name in John 5:43, he was saying that he was the Father manifest in the flesh. And the reason why he didn't come out so much in a blatant more manner was because he was giving us an example. He was harmless as a dove. And he also had to conceal his identity for those had known who he was, they would have never crucified him. So he had to speak in this first, second, or third person vernacular of verbal usage and grammar to conceal his identity. For if they would have known who he was, once again, the Apostle Shaul or Paul stated that they would have never crucified him. And his whole purpose was to come to die for our sins. I'm going to open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. If you got questions or comments, you disagree with me, that's fine. We can try to, I'd like to hear all sides. If you think I'm wrong, please show me where I'm wrong. I always try to keep an open heart, an open mind, an open spirit. I hope you do the same. You know, this is important, my dear friend. The identity of the Messiah, it has been breached in many minds today. You know, the true Messiah's identity is so important because he said in John 8:23-24, except you believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins. That's not my word. That's the word of the eternal Father manifest in the flesh as the Son. He said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I that speak to thee am he. Not we are three, but I am he. When you've seen me, Philip, you've seen the Father, John 14:7. Remember those words when Philip said, well, hey, just show us the Father. It'll satisfy us. You know, he's scratching his head. He still doesn't know who the Messiah is. Many today still on the same boat. They don't know who the Messiah is. There's a breach there. There's been a divide. There's been a great divide, actually, a great breach. And we're to repair the breach. We're not adding to or taking away from. We're just repairing the breach. Many would say, but don't you believe that, the Almighty would, he protected his word, he preserved it, he would never have allowed these tamperings. Well, did you know that there's no errors in his word? We're not questioning inspiration today. We're questioning translations of men. We're questioning the political and religious beast system, the two-pronged beast system. The political side of the beast is governments of men. And then the religious side of the beast system, Revelation 13 talks about, is the corporate religious system that signed up to the political state system of man, governments of men. And the increase of the Messiah's government, he said, there shall be no end. And he said, you can't serve two masters. Can you be in two governments at the same time? They talk about dual citizenship. We'll talk a little bit more about that after the break. You're listening to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Again, I'm your host, Zachariah Daniel.
The future of health and wellness is here and a great tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Hey everyone, you're listening and tuned in to RBNLive.com, the debut broadcast for the Repair of the Breach. And we're the Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Todd Daniel. We're glad you've tuned in every Saturday morning on the pagan calendar from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. We repair the breach, and our debut is we're very excited about the broadcast. And if you have questions or comments, if you'd even like to receive free literature, in fact, I'm going to be quoting out of a book. I'll be willing to send it to you in an email format, written by a man by the name of Dr. C.J. Coster out of South Africa. And he's been prolific in his writings and so forth. And if you'd like to receive this book, I'd be glad to send it to you. via email format. Come Out of Her, My People is the name of the book. And it is a tremendous book. And if you can verify what I'm going to tell you, the reason why I'm going to be quoting out of it, and I'll send you a free copy if you request it via email. You can reach us at prophetzachariah@yahoo.com. That's A and a K for prophetzachariah@yahoo.com. We were talking a little bit earlier on the broadcast that when you say hallelujah, you're saying praise Yah or praise Yahweh in the full form. You know, like Mike is short for Michael. Well, Yah is short for Yahweh. That's the Creator's name. And the third commandment was not to take his name in vain. You see, his law was never done away with. The first five books in your Bible, many would say that, no, that's for the Jews and Israelites for the Old Testament, and the New Testament's for Christians and the church. Well, you have to keep in mind, Jeremiah 31 and Ezekiel 36 says that the only covenant that he ever gave to was to Israel. Now, who is Israel? The lost sheep of the house of Israel, the Messiah, said he only came back for in Matthew chapter 10. They lost their identity, hence they became lost sheep. And the Messiah said he only came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, your Yisrael. And the lost sheep of the house of Israel became known today and as back in years gone by as the Gentile nation. Every culture, every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation, the Messiah was not of any specific bloodline. He was of humanity, for that matter. He didn't have any bloodline of humanity. He was a real man. He hungered, he cried, he died, he thirsted, he wept, he slept. But he didn't come from the dust of the earth like you and I. He was the Creator that made man in his image, but man has tried to put him in their image. Joe in Texas, we're glad you've called. Welcome to the debut broadcast of the Repair the Breach Hour.
Oh, morning, sir. I don't know if there's a particular topic, but I just wondered about your input on something. I was reading somewhere about the King James Version that I guess King James was some kind of gay person or whatever, and that he was also was obsessed with authority and may have had some of the verses of Scripture altered as far as obeying different types of authority, like government and all that.
He was a very wicked man, from what I understand. I've read accounts that he had drowned his wife, had his wife drowned, I mean, or some of that effect.
The pedophile, yeah, or something else, I suppose.
I'm not familiar with that, but I have read that he was a very wicked man. And when you read the King James Version, you're reading exactly that. I do believe it is inspired. It's probably the best we've got in an English format, but I do believe that the Spirit of Truth, he said, and was come, would lead us and guide us into all truth, and we could discern the Spirit of Truth versus the Spirit of Error. Every time you see the word Lord or God or in your Bible capitalized, including the name Jehovah or Jesus, the first King James Bible never even had the name of Jehovah or Jesus in there. A lot of people would be shocked to hear that for the first time, but you can handle the truth, RB, and live listeners. I mean, you're the most, probably the most educated folks out there. From what I can see and understand, that I've listened to this network the first King James Bible. In fact, you can get a free King James copy of the 1611, and you'll find out that there's no Jesus or Jehovah or Jacob or Joseph or any other J name for that matter. So people want to say, but I believe in the King James today, and it's the only version. I would say, okay, let's be consistent with your argument. I can say, yeah, I agree, it's probably the best English version we've got, but did you know that if you're going to hold to that position, let's be consistent with that position and go back to the first King James, and how can you call your Savior Jesus then if you believe that's the only version?
Have you heard of a Geneva Bible or something like that? Have you ever seen one of those? It's like one of the pilgrims had or something?
Right. I've got a copy, also a Bishop's Bible. There's a copy of a 1611 King James Version online. You can get it for free. Download it by going to www.e-sword.net. And there's a lot of different Bible versions that's on free. So go ahead and try that. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Call again. Listening to the Repair the Breach broadcast. Again, I'm your host, Zachariah Daniel. And we'll be back after this short break on RBNLive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com. The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Here on the debut broadcast for the Repair of the Breach. And we are the Repair of the Breach again, Zachariah Daniel. We're glad you've tuned in to the debut broadcast. You can reach us at Prophet Zachariah with the A and a K at yahoo.com. Before the break, we were getting into a caller had a good point out there. Yeah, King James was indeed a wicked man. A lot of people would say, why would it even be called the King James Version? Why would they allow that to be called if he was such a wicked man? Well, you want the King of Kings version. And again, I'm not trying to trash the King, quote unquote, King James version. I believe it's probably the best English translation we've got. And I do believe that every word of Yah is pure, and the scripture does teach that. But the translations, I'm not questioning inspiration. Don't misunderstand me. I'm questioning translation. There's a lot of lies in there. Did you know the word Easter is a pagan word? You'll find that in Acts 12:4 in your King James Version of the Bible. And I'm not here to pick apart anybody's faith. I'm here to enhance, to repair the breach. That was already done by the Catholic Church, Catholic, Christian, Protestant, and the Protestant, many of the Protestant churches as well. Even after the Reformation, they signed up to a corporate state religious system, and hence they had to preach what the state would only allow since they were created by the state. Now you might say, but, you know, I've been calling my Savior Jesus the last, you know, 50, 40 years, 20 years, however long. And I had many prayers answered. I want you to know that the Father loves you, and, you know, he's answered your prayers because he saw your faith, number one, and your love for him and your experience. You've walked with him, and so he's poured out his Spirit upon all flesh. He's no respecter of person. I don't care what assembly you go to or what have you. He said he's with you even always in the world, but he's also calling people out of darkness, he said, and he's calling them into his marvelous light. But the reason why people's prayers have been answered, even if they've said or prayed in a name that was never our Father's name, the Savior's name, the Messiah of Nazareth, is because he loves us and he answers our prayers because he sees your trust and faith in him, not because you said a certain name that was never his name. Did you know there's no letter J in Hebrew? Oh, but the New Testament's inspired in Greek there, Zach. Okay, great. That's a good question, or a good comment, some might say. But there's no J in Greek either. Oh, okay, but there's J in English. Well, the letter J is the last letter added to the English alphabet. Go check it out. Look it up in a Webster's Dictionary. You'll find that it's the 10th letter in order, but you know, of the alphabet. But it's actually the 20th. It is actually the last letter added. It's only been used the last 400 or 500 years, tops. It actually spun off from the French language, French alphabet, from the letter I, and then that's how you got the little swooping J. You see, now people might say, well, isn't that semantics or you're majoring on minors? No, I'm not. Did you know that he said not to take his name in vain? The third commandment was. Now, people might say, but we're in America, and if it's not from the West, it couldn't be the best. And so, you know, we're the ones sending the missionaries. No, actually, we're the ones that need this in this country, need some missionaries, true missionaries, true prophets, a true sound, a true truth. That's what RBN Live is all about, folks. They're repairing the breach of the political system, or at least getting the true news out there how the political system is in a falsified mode, and that there is a false left-right paradigm. Both sides are bought off, many of the broadcasters on this network have stated ably. But did you know there's also a deception of a false left-right paradigm in the religious world, the corporate religious world? Oh, there's a true form of Christianity, then there's a false form of Christianity. Well, did you know the first, the only covenant for that matter was to Israel? Now, I'm not talking about an area called Palestine. I'm talking about a people. And I'm not talking about a race. I'm talking about human beings, human people. I'm not talking about what color your skin is. I'm talking about what trust you have in the Messiah. You see, it's not about race anymore. It's about grace. Sure, there's covenant promises to that land specifically, but they've hijacked that land, and they've tried to call it something it was never meant to be called. It was known as Palestine, and in essence, folks, it's really the inheritance or the city of David, Yerushalayim. There is no J. It was really pronounced Yerushalayim. And so you got to keep in mind there's a new Yerushalayim that's going to come down out of eternity according to the book of Revelation. And you have to keep in mind that the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the Messiah, said he only came for. He didn't come to start a church system. Did you know the word church wasn't even in the first English Bible in 1384, Wycliffe's edition? The word church wasn't in there. It was assembly or congregation, the only covenant congregation that Yahweh, the Messiah of Nazareth, the eternal Father coming in the flesh as the Son, made. He said he only came for to restore, repair the breach. Two is, I've only come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, as he stated in Matthew 10. What's that mean? People say, well, the New Testament's for the church and Christians, and the Old Testament's for Jews and Israelites. Well, that's a misnomer. That's another breach we need to repair, another deception. You see, the whole world lieth in wickedness. Deception is so great, he said, if possible, the very elect would be deceived in Matthew 24. You can prove that the New Testament was for Israel and Judah, Jeremiah 31, that chapter, Ezekiel 36. Also in the New Testament, James 1:1-2. Galatians 6:16, peace be upon those who walk according to this rule, upon the Israel of Yah. Hebrews 12:22-24, some good text as well. To understand, and of course, Matthew 10, when the Messiah said he only came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But you say that, Zach, he only created or he only covenanted with Israel. What about when he said in Mark or Matthew 16, upon this rock I'll build my church. How do you explain that? Some might have a question. If you have questions or comments, please call in 800-313-9443. Be glad to take your calls, comments, questions. Again, I don't claim to have all the answers, just following the one that does. And, you know, you have to keep in mind that the covenant he made to Israel was an everlasting covenant. And that was the bride of Messiah, the Almighty Messiah. Again, the word church, okay, originally wasn't in the first King James Bible, or no, I won't say King James Bible, Wycliffe 1384 edition specifically. The Catholic Church put that in there for you, for all the Protestant churches to become denominational daughters. See, the mother of all harlot churches is the Vaticanus, you know, the big vanilla. You know, people say, oh, I'm not Catholic, I'm a Christian. It's like saying I'm not vanilla, I'm Pentecostal pistachio, if you will. It's still got the big vanilla Vaticanus in their system somewhere, somehow. Different strokes for different folks, right? Different ways to worship, different beliefs, but they all have what in common? Everyone else is wrong but them, right? But they all have this in common: Lord God, Jesus, Jehovah, Christmas, Easter, Sunday, etc., 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 and a pagan calendar called January through December, Monday through Friday, and Saturday and Sunday. You see, Yahweh said, because they received not the love of the truth, he said, you're going to send them a strong delusion to believe a lie and be damned. And that's exactly what's happened to the majority, to the masses. He said, the whole world wandered after the beast system. The beast system is political as well as religious. And these two angles need to be tied in to dot the I's and cross the T's in many people's minds. They wonder, why is there so much confusion in religion? Well, look at the word, my dear friend. You'll get the answers in the words in which they describe themselves with. When they say they're a denominational Christian, the word denomination in Latin comes from two, the prefix de, which means denying and moving away from. The word nom is Latin for name. So when they say they're a denominational Christian, they're saying they deny the name inadvertently. They don't know that, unbeknownst to them, of course. They believe that Jesus is the name. Well, I'm here to say, my dear friend, with all due respect, there was only one name to be called upon for salvation. Read Acts 4:12. 10 through 12, actually, there in Acts 4. It's a direct quote from Psalms 118, 22 through 26, and the only name that was to be praised and worshipped all throughout the book of Psalms, all throughout the whole scripture, for that matter, was the name of Yahweh. There was an order of accountability you have to keep in mind. Precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little, here a little, there a little. Isaiah 28, 11 and 12. You see, there was an accountability within the text of Scripture that they willingly came subjected to one another. The Torah, the first five books of your Bible, was everything was going to be judged by the Torah, the law. And then the half-Torah, which was Hebrew for the prophets, and the writings, okay, would be subjected to the Torah. Read Isaiah 8 carefully. Also Isaiah 28. And it's very important to understand that if you see anything in the Renewed Covenant, which is the New Testament, which is inspired Scripture. I don't want anybody to misunderstand me. Okay, from the Renewed Covenant, what they call more commonly today, more erroneously, the New Testament, really is erroneous. It's really a Renewed Covenant, because he said he didn't come to destroy the law, the First Covenant. He just, now instead of offering up animal sacrifices, he said, you are to present your body to him daily and be a living sacrifice. He condemns human sacrifices. And so he was the only one that could die for our sins. He came to die. That was the whole purpose of the Messiah. And so he came in the flesh to die for our sins. And again, if they would have known who he was, they would have never crucified him. That's why one of the biggest deceptions is they think the Messiah is a different person from the Father. They think the Father is one person and the Son's another person. We got a call? John in Colorado, welcome to the Repair the Breach broadcast on RBN Live. You're on the air.
And I haven't heard this in, years. You're right on course.
Well, I'm glad you called.
Now,
welcome.
Here's the deal. Go to Malachi 2, 1 to 3.
Go ahead.
All these Jesus freaks, capital G-Z-U-S, freaks, have dung spread on their faces.
Well, let's be respectful.
They are empty heads.
They mean to call on the true Savior that died, but they don't say his name, and I understand that, and I agree with your sentiment, but we need to show love to these people, but we don't compromise.
Well, here's the thing, though. That's Scripture. That ain't me. That's Scripture.
Yeah, I know, but you have to keep in mind, though, that there's many people today that don't understand what you're saying. We have to speak the truth and love of
Jesus.
Well,
here's the thing. Let them go to John 5:39 and 43. 12:45, 14:07 to 15, 18:05, 18:06, and 18:08.
You're right. I agree with you. Everything you're saying.
He is the great I am.
That's
Aya.
Right.
Absolutely.
Aya,
I am that I am.
That's right. Brother,
that's
I appreciate your comments. I want you to call again. Email me. I'll send you some stuff. We'll be glad to.
Well, I don't have a computer. I just listen to shortwave radio.
Okay, but let's keep in mind, we do know that what you're saying, all those scriptures you're referring to, you are right on point, on
there
context.
There you go. Here's the deal. Put your address out so I can write it down, and I'll be
okay,
in touch.
Okay, P.O. Box 1243, Black Canyon City, Arizona, in brackets,
excuse me,
please.
Black Canyon?
Yeah, care of, please put in care of, P.O. Box 1243, Black Canyon City, Arizona,
okay.
And then put in brackets 85324, and just put attention in care, intention Zachariah Daniel.
Okay, I got it. Thank
okay,
what
was your name
much.
Again? What was your name again, sir?
My name is, well, I'm a Hebrew.
Well, hey, I'm glad to meet you, fellow Hebrew.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. My name came from England. It's Leonard. Leonard means lion-hearted. You go to Genesis 49:9, I'm a lion's whelp.
That's right, the house of Yada or Judah. Hey, we're glad
Yada.
To have you. We'll call you the Hebrew when you call next time.
Thank you.
All right, hey,
shalom.
Welcome and shalom. We're glad to have that gentleman on there. But I will say this and admonish him as he leaves the air that we have to speak the truth in love. This is a powerful message. This is a harsh message to many, but we have to temper it with love and kindness and compassion. The reason why, like I stated, I'm not here to offend, I'm not here to be sacrilegious, and I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. I've got dear Christian friends of mine. I've preached in Christian churches all over the country. I used to be a chaplain. I'm not trying to toot my own horn, just a little background on myself for those that are curious. Who is this Zach Daniel? Who is he coming on RBN Live? Who does he think he is? Hey, I'm nothing. Without Messiah, he said, without me, you can do nothing. And I don't claim to have all the answers. If I'm wrong, please show me where I'm wrong. Because, hey, I want to speak the truth in love. And that's all we're trying to do here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast is to just do that, repair the breach. I didn't add or take away. We're not coming up with some new thing here. The Scripture says there's nothing new under the sun. It does say that. Nothing under the sun, but I will say it's just going to be new for some. And, I mean, you know, folks, the truth is stranger than fiction. You understood that the political deception was so great and your eyes woke up to that deception. Why don't you go a little further into the rabbit trail's hole and you'll find out that the religious deception is just as great, if not greater, because the deception is that great. He said that many would come in my name saying, I am the Messiah and shall deceive many. Well, let me ask you a question. Was the name Jesus the name the apostles called on for salvation? It couldn't have been because there was no J in Hebrew, no J in Greek, and there's no J in English until the last 500 years. Were the apostles saved? Absolutely. Am I putting judgment on anybody? No, no. That's the Almighty's call, not mine. But I will say this. We're going to be judged by every word that proceeded out of his mouth. And he said the Spirit of truth will come and lead us and guide us into all truth. And we'll be able to know and discern the difference between the spirit of truth versus the spirit of error. When he said he came in the Father's name, he was giving us a clue as well as revealing his identity. He said he glorified the Father's name in John 17. What name did he glorify? Was it the name Jesus? It couldn't have been because it was never uttered. The apostles were saved, and the true assembly is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, but the Messiah, Yahweh, is the chief cornerstone. Now keep that in mind. The name they called on for salvation was the name of Yahweh. Go ahead. We have a call. Milton in Texas, you're on RBN Live on the Repair the Breach podcast. Welcome, Milton.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Milton. What can we do for you today?
Well, I wanted to ask you, if I'm understanding you correctly, I definitely agree with you that Yeshua is the Father in the flesh. Is that what you're saying, that God is mainly one and not three?
I'm saying the Father was manifested in the flesh as the Son. You're correct, and Yeshua would be a title. The proper name of the Savior was the Father's name, Yahweh, since it was He who manifested in the flesh. He changed not His name, as many believe today. Yeshua is a title of the Messiah. And just like Yahweh, Yahweh, he's my provider. Yahweh, Rapha, Yahweh's my healer. Yahweh, Tishkadu, Yahweh's my righteousness. It doesn't mean Rapha, Tishkadu, or Shua is his name. It's his title or appellations. He has many of, but one name, and that name was Yahweh, because he said his name was Yahweh forever. He said he wouldn't share his glory or his name with another. So that's another deception or a breach that we need to repair too, the name Jesus or Yeshua, because Yeshua is just a title. It is kosher. It's correct. It means salvation in Strong's number 3444. Yeah, it does mean salvation, but his name is not salvation. That's what he brought when he came in the flesh. Does that help you, Milton, at all?
Yeah, but sonship had a beginning. In other words, as the Father, he's eternal. But sonship had a beginning, correct?
The Word became flesh, and the Word was the Father, eternal Father, Yahweh. And in the beginning was the Word, you know, John 1:14, John 1:1. And so the Father was manifested. The invisible Father became visibly known as the Son. The Father's in the Son, Son's in the Father. Not two persons, not two names either.
Right.
Just one almighty Messiah man, Yahweh.
Thank you.
Thank you, Milton. We'll be back after this short break.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
I'm having a problem with my computer, so just let me know when I call or something, okay, Kelly? Kelly. My computer's messed up. Just let me know when there's a call, okay? Can you hear me okay? And we're back here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast, the debut broadcast of the Repair of the Breach. And you're listening to the Repair of the Breach here, Zachariah Daniel, coming at you live and direct from the embassy of Yisrael Ministries. In fact, that's many have asked, well, what's the name of your ministry? What's the name of your congregation? Well, it's the Embassy of Yisrael Ministries, and we are all called to be ambassadors according to 2 Corinthians 5:20, because that's where an ambassador sleeps, at an embassy, right? And so if we're truly ambassadors, we either believe the scriptures like he says it, or, you know, we don't believe it. We just believe it's flowery sayings. You know, we have to act like we're ambassadors. And, you know, if you're an ambassador, you have diplomatic immunity. That's right. You have diplomatic immunity. And, you know, do we have a caller, Kelly? Hello, caller. Nope. Okay, no callers yet. I know that John, the Hebrew there in Colorado, wanted to get in touch with us. We appreciate all the calls so far. If you have a call, calls or questions, got a question or comment, also like to get free email literature, please email us at prophetzachariah with ANK@yahoo.com. Well, I want to finish up a point here. I don't want anybody to misunderstand me. The Creator is very jealous over his name. He said not to take his name in vain. The word vain, if you research it out, means not to replace or substitute or bring to not make useless. And when he said he came in the Father's name, he was declaring that he was the Father manifest in the flesh. He said in John 10:30, I and my Father are one. One and the same person. He didn't mean that there was two different people, except you believe that I am he, not we are three in John 8:23 and 4. And Messiah stated that except you believe this, you shall die in your sins. I didn't say that. It's a quote from the Messiah himself in John 8:23 and 4. And see, when he was invisible, and, you know, before he became visibly known as the Son, as well as the eternal invisible Father manifest in the flesh as the Son, the Father manifested himself. He didn't send somebody else, a distinct person. If the word Trinity doesn't appear in the scriptures, a Catholic lie they got from Babylon, which they passed on to Egypt, and Egypt passed on to the Greeks, and the Greeks passed it on the Roman Empire, and the Roman Empire carried it on to the Roman Catholic Christian Church, and then the Protestant Christian churches, and the denominational Christian churches, and then the so-called non-denominational Christian churches. Now, the non-denominational Christians claim that they do not deny the name, but yet they still say the name that was never the Father's name. And you cannot mix true worship with false worship. It's strange fire. Even though the Father will answer your prayers because he said he pour out his spirit upon all flesh, he said to come out of darkness, come out from among them, come out of her, my people. If you'd like to receive that free book via email in its text, send me an email. Send it to you for free, prophetzachariah@yahoo.com, because the truth is to be given away free. It doesn't have a price. It's not worthless. Someone said it's priceless. So again, prophet, prophetzachariah@yahoo.com. And if you have any questions or comments, please write in, and I would be glad to respond in any way. Also, if you'd like to sponsor the broadcast, support the network, tell them to repair the breach broadcast. We need some, if you want this broadcast to continue, please support the network. Tell them to repair the breach that you want to support that broadcast on RBN Live. Tell them we sent you. We'd appreciate it. Yah will bless you. And we just want to continue on repairing the breach. And you can be a repair of the breach as well. You can be an ambassador for the Messiah by coming out of darkness and into his marvelous light. And Yah will bless you. And be back after this short break.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.